All right, what do we got?
You said it was solid the first week on returns. What do you think of Saturday's
points? Not solid. It's a good way to put it. Not solid. Disappointed in the way we blocked. You know, I thought, you know, no matter who you put back there, whether it was Devin, Hester, Mel Gray, whoever you wanted to put back there, we didn't open anything up for him. So not happy in the way that went, for sure.
When you see a young return guy trying to battle for a spot on this roster like a Khalif Raymond and he decides to take the ball out maybe a little bit deeper in his end zone than you'd like, do you like to see that?
Yeah,
would you rather him play it safe?
Yeah, I want to get that straight because I tell him to bring it out from Coach Kubiak because we have to evaluate guys. You know, I mean, I've tried to talk about that here. I heard a couple of people that weren't here that didn't know that, but we're telling them to take it out because we want to make sure we can evaluate it. You can't evaluate touchbacks. I mean, it's as simple as that. You can't evaluate touchbacks. So, you know, we know that it's probably not the best thing in the world to do, but that's what preseason's for. We want to see guys block. We want to see guys tackle. We want to see, you know, what we want to see. It's important. So, you know, I mean, if you want to get on somebody, get on me for taking them out. I mean, that's we're trying to get guys to make the team, and you can't do it from kicking touchbacks. I mean, I see it through the league, and it's irritating to me. I think it's just crazy, in my opinion.
Aside from the decision to take it out, do you think there will be more orders to go ahead and kick the touchback once it's the regular season?
Yeah, I think it's still in the experimentation process. Yeah. But I know one thing is I've seen a lot of balls that are inside the 20 right now, a lot of them, when they're kicked outside the numbers and even deeper. So, or in the middle of the field, excuse me. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens because – you've seen a lot more returns this year for sure, so it's going to be an individual basis. I think everybody's going to make their own decision, but I know there's a lot of balls inside the 20 that I didn't see before.
Do you think the league didn't anticipate that? You know, they took it out to the 5. I think in order to prevent run
5,
back.
You mean? I wish it was at the 5, dude. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I know.
Five
yeah, 25. That's right.
25.
Yep.
I guess they didn't realize that the defense might have a say in it.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, again, you know, it's still in the experimentation phases, really. You don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, I don't know that it's going to get the exact desired effect that they wanted.
Coach, the running back situation is very tight on offense. Kubiak stated several times that it might come down to special teams. What have you seen out of those guys in their progress?
Well, you know, CJ and Michael really haven't done anything. Ronnie played some last week, and so is Capri, and it's still in an ongoing evaluation. You know, both those guys have gotten some reps, and, you know, at the end of the deal, we're just going to have to see who's there. You know, obviously, both the fullbacks, I think, have been very productive. They've done a good job, so we just got to keep going from there.
Is one of the challenges in kicking short, don't you kind of have to have the conversation of field position versus risk management, kind of like injuries versus field position? How much do you guys talk about that?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. We don't really talk about it very much because we're going to try to teach them proper tackling technique, proper blocking technique, all the things that we try to do from a technique standpoint to make sure that our guys don't get injured, just like you do on offense and defense. So, you know, we spend a lot of time on that, and hopefully that you know, comes out.
Is Jenner Benchfit as advertised on special teams for you?
Yeah, he's played pretty good. He's really played pretty good. I'm real happy with him, and hopefully, you know, we can keep getting better with him because I really like where he's at.
That punter battle, what is it going to end up coming down to?
You know, it's I saw something where they said somebody's hitting a knockout. I'd like to see it. I mean, I haven't seen a knockout yet. I mean, it's pretty even. When you look at the stats, they're pretty even in the stats. It's exactly what we thought it was going to be. You got a young guy that's got a lot of talent, and you got an old guy that is very good at his craft. So we're just going to have to make a tough decision and see how it goes towards the end.
You weigh in holding
skills? Yeah, that's why if you noticed last week, our guy, what's his name, number 9?
Riley.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. He held the whole game last week, so that was one of the things we wanted to see.
Coach, when it comes to your meeting room, what's the idea behind making your guys literally get up and physically kind of shake it off?
How'd you know that?
I can't name my source.
Well, I can't remember where I got it from, but I've been doing it for a while now. It's just kind of to refocus them. You know, like you'll see some public speakers do it at times. I think the average attention span's about 20 minutes, right? Well, I think there's a lot shorter ones in some of my meetings, so I'm trying to get them going during that time.
Coach,
I know there's a shorter attention span around here.
Do you talk to McManus about, you know, what he's seeing from the holders? Does he kind of give you feedback on how he feels with them?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it, and, you know, we meet with those guys all the time, so we're watching the tape and everything. So he's got some input for sure, but, you know, it's going to be a decision that's made by Coach Kubiak and John, really.
For the punters, are game repetitions more important than practice, or because you have a broader sample size, are you putting a lot on practice?
See, we've charted every kick they've had in practice, both inside the 20, out in the field, everything. So you have to put all those in play, in my opinion. I think you don't get a big enough sample size because, what do we have, 6 punts the other night, so you get 3 and 3, whatever it was. You don't get a big enough sample size unless you use that practice time.
Okay.
That's it? Thanks.